Hello and welcome to Waking Up Woke. We got Cyrus on the mic today, Adam watching the monitor. I got blackout drunk yesterday. Sidewalk slammer to the dome. Did not handle it well. Honestly, that was the first time I blacked out in a while.
Well, you don't say. You think I have sympathy? Because I don't.
Why are you in such a horrid mood?
Because you left me hanging for an hour and a half yesterday with no... You didn't even apologize today. Adam at least responded last night and said,
That's
oh, my
bullshit.
Bad, not happening.
You want me to pull you out didn't apologize, seats, dude? You want me to pull out the... Okay.
You maybe have apologized. I may... Today, oh, you said my bad. 6 a.m.
My bad, dude. What do you want me to do here, Cyrus? What did you...
That was like 8 hours too late. 8 hours too late.
Cyrus, I was blackout drunk, dude. I couldn't even read the messages on my phone.
What time did you blackout? Approximately. What time did you start drinking?
If I remember
what time did you start drinking? What time did you start drinking? What time did you start drinking?
What, 2, 3?
Then the text should have came around then.
I had 1:40 before we did the sidewalk slammer. And then after that, it's just a blank spot.
Yeah, we were also playing drinking games and stuff. So.
It's just a blank spot. I literally remember.
Did you play Beer Dye?
I remember.
See, we played Beer Dye, Cyrus.
Beer Dye, I remember.
Did you win?
No.
Isaiah was the first one to beat Joe in like months.
I would have forgiven you if you won, but you did not.
What?
Isn't blacking out a beautiful thing? Isn't it just fucking fantastic?
There's no way I won.
See, I beat Isaiah, and then I lose to Joe twice, and then Isaiah's just like, oh, I'll play Joe, and fucking wrecks him. And I was just like, how the fuck does this work?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, baby. It's in my genes. That's why I could go to the PLL in fucking 2 years, baby.
Well, speaking of your incredible feats, we're going to talk about the bread challenge, behind the bread challenge with Isaiah Larry. Please, Isaiah tells all. Can you give us the rundown for how it went?
I puked everywhere.
So if you didn't watch the video, go watch it. It is pretty much everywhere. It's on Twitter, Instagram. It's on our YouTube page, but the links are on our Twitter and Instagram. Isaiah had to eat an entire loaf of Wonder White bread with one bottle of water and see if you could do it in 8 minutes. And Adam made a fantastic montage video of him doing it. Great music, effects. It was amazing. What'd you get between, like, you got to 3 slices left in like 8 minutes.
Four to five.
And then you had 3 before you puked, but that was at like the 9 or 9.5 minute mark.
Yeah.
I noticed you started to do you were dipping Joey Chestnut style. How did that turn? Your face looked awful.
The way that wet bread feels going down your throat is not a texture you want in your mouth.
No. The first bite, you're like, oh.
You bite into it and it just soaks, like, it just falls down. Like, not in like a fluffy like way. It's just like,
it just so breaks apart in your mouth and it just gets everywhere.
Yep. And then like when it goes down your throat, you just feel it like touch everything and it's just going down. And it's some of the grossest. It's one of the grossest.
Would you have like now. 2 of those, 3 of those? And then on the third one, I think you puked. You were like halfway through the third piece, soaked piece.
If I had to do it all over again, I would just drink the water. I wouldn't dip.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Where you fucked up is like, I just watched you start to devolve like as soon as you started dipping the bread.
Yeah.
And then, like, also, Abby was, like, at the 7-minute mark, Abby is, like, yelling at you. Like, I had to, like, cut all that out. But, like, Abby was, like, screaming at him to, like, you know, hurry up. And so, you see in the video, Isaiah, like, do the, like, like the ball of mush, like, into another piece of bread, like, sort of like a sandwich, like how you had mentioned, Cyrus.
I did notice that.
I think he could have made it in like 10 minutes if he would have just done bread and drank the water. Like, I think.
Yeah. I think the last few slices where you need to go faster and it's getting a little dry. I think you should start taking sips as you took bites.
Yeah.
Would have been a way better. I think the reason, like, if you look at the hot dog challenges, like when they dip it, it's like there's also a piece of meat in there that, like, at least gives you a little bit of substance. If you're just going water and dipping the bread right in the water, that just breaks into nothingness. Oh, my God. Puked all over the carpet, didn't you? Huh?
Yeah, everywhere. It like felt disgusting. Like I was being possessed. Like I felt it come all the way up.
Did all the you think the whole loaf came out?
Yeah. There's a lot of bread. There's a lot in there, man.
That was a scary experience, like watching Isaac, because I thought I was gonna have to like go over and like give him the Heimlich.
Like, well, I couldn't. I was trying to get the bag, but like you can see me try to go for the bag, but I'm just like, if I look down, I'm puking all over myself. Like if I look down for even a second, like
you tilted your head back like the gravity was gonna stop it. I'm like, that shit is coming. Like there's no way you're not puking.
I felt like somebody was exercising me and I was getting rid of my demons.
That's how it looks.
It was just like,
it looks really terrifying.
It was honestly though, I was impressed when I, cause the funny thing is I didn't even see the video until it was posted, and you didn't tell me if you did. I didn't get any details. So I'd watched it the first time. I think it was actually a couple hours before it dropped. I logged on and took a look at it, and I was very surprised. I was at John's. A bunch of us were watching it. I was like, holy shit, he's going to do it. Cause you were on Mark. I was like halfway point. He's about halfway done. I'm like, holy shit, he's going to do it. And then when he started to slow down, I was getting a little weary. And when you started dipping, and you the first one you dipped, you swallowed immediately. I said, "Holy shit, he's gonna do it! Just hold it down, hold it down." And then the fucking chunks went flying. It was brutal. Everybody had to look away. It was gross.
I could get under 10 if I didn't dip.
I agree. I think you would have gotten there for sure. Yeah, that would. I don't think that was. Yeah, I think you. How much did you like drink any of the water before that, or did you have a lot of water left over?
There was a lot of water left over.
Okay.
I drank most of that. I didn't drink anything out of the solo cup. So
I got you.
You started dabbing the bread onto like the wet spots on the table.
I was trying to get my.
I think if you sprinkled a little bit of water on the bread instead of the full dunk, that would have helped too. Just a little bit soggy. You know what I mean?
No, but then you're wasting water at that point. I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know. You really didn't need much water until those last few, like five pieces. Yeah. Like you barely had any water before that. Maybe a couple sips just to clear the throat. But I was thoroughly impressed. Very, very good job. I was surprised. And everybody doubted you on the 8 minute mark. Everybody asked. They're like, no way. Like people said, we're like, oh, like 20, 30 minutes. You fucking killed it.
Now I kind of want to do it again, dude. Yeah, and just,
I have to revisit this.
I might have to come back. I might.
Nobody's saying you can't. Nobody's saying you can't.
Michael Jordan.
Yo, I called back. I called out Joey Chestnut on Twitter. He didn't respond. But Joey Chestnut, if you're listening, again, we don't know that you're not. So if you are, come out of hiding, you little bitch. Bet you can't get it under fucking 10 minutes.
Dude, he could probably just shove a whole loaf in his mouth and just swallow it.
I don't know, dude. He needs that meat. He loves meat. It's a meat. He likes the meat. He's a meat man. He needs the meat. If he doesn't have the meat, he's going to be like, "What? Oh, it's Brett. What do I need the meat? What do I do?" So what's going to happen? I bet you beat him. I would like to him just respond to see if he could do it. Cause like, I looked at his Twitter. It's not like he has like too many crazy followers and he's pretty active on Twitter. I'm surprised he didn't look like respond. I was a little disappointed to be honest with you.
He probably saw my weak ass performances. Like, I don't even need to give this guy
the time of day.
That also could have been it. Yeah. He may have even watched it.
He's thrown up on piece 10, dude. Piece 15. Nah, he's trash.
Hey, listen, we don't know until he fucking does it, but we'll
I'll get back after it, dude.
With a better plan of action and just, like, some ideas.
Maybe I'll give it a shot. If you're that close, I'll give it a shot. I don't know if I'll do any better, but I can maybe if I take your advice going with your wisdom, maybe I can make the 10-minute mark. I think I could probably do it. I'm not going to. I have some other challenges in mind that we'll get to later, but I think those are going to be funny to do. I think people really enjoy it. I got a lot of texts about that video, actually. A lot of people I haven't heard from in a while hit me up. Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit, that was really funny. So we'll get back into that. But moving on.
I'll put my body on the line for this pod, dude. I don't care.
Moving on, we get into our heat check. Isaiah, you came up with this one. This is the unwritten rules of baseball. So well, give us a little.
We're a little late to the party, but Fernando Tatis Jr. absolutely fucking ripped a piss rocket.
It's missile.
On a 3-0 count while the bases were loaded for a grand slam. And everybody in base, like his manager, the opposing manager, everybody was just like, you don't swing on a 3-0 count. Fuck that.
Again,
better fucking pitch on a 3-0 count.
No, I don't know much about baseball, but like I'm looking at a 3-0 count, like, word, I have three fucking swings here, and like he's probably gonna throw a ball somewhere in there. I'm swinging at everything. I'm swinging at fucking everything. Fuck that.
You're gonna lob one over the plate to a professional baseball player. What do you think's gonna happen, bro? There's three guys on base. Like, do your job and throw a better pitch. Don't tell this guy to hold the swing. I wouldn't. Yeah. I'm absolutely letting that fucking ball rip.
And bases are loaded. I'm looking at this. I'm like, damn, like, I don't want to be a stat packer right now. But, like, you're right. If it's 3-0, that gives me – I can swing three times right now. He's probably going to – I have a better chance of hitting the ball than him fucking throwing a ball somewhere in here. Like, I'm fucking swinging for the fucking fences. I don't give a shit. Fuck that unwritten rules bullshit.
It's one of the dumbest unwritten rules of baseball ever. And then after that, they threw behind Manny Machado's head because Tatis Jr. did that, which is absolutely crazy because, like, you're a pitcher. Don't give anybody a free pitch because, ooh, these are unwritten rules. He's not going to swing on a 3-0. Fuck that. I'm swinging my dick away, dude.
Yeah, I think unwritten rules in any fucking sport are dumb. Like, think about, like, yeah, I mean, like, unwritten rules are – yeah, unwritten rules are a thing. Obviously, like, you're up 40 in a football game. You're not throwing 80-yard bombs. Like, you're probably just going to run the ball. Right? You know what I mean? But at the same time, if there's a wide-open lane right up the middle, the running back's not going to stop after going 20. Like, no. He's going to take it to the house. Mm-hmm. It's – you come to a point where it's, like, unwritten rules are fucking shaving points. You know what I mean? If you just stop playing the way you should be. It's different, like, yeah, in football, you want to run the ball instead of throwing bombs, that's fine. Baseball, I don't know. I guess baseball's a little different because it's like your lineup's your lineup. You see what's on the field that's in front of you. And there's been crazy comebacks in baseball in, like, the eighth or ninth innings. They've gone on 10-run fucking innings. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm putting this shit away.
They were even saying all these Twitter private eyes were, like, going through all the game film. The Padres literally last year lost a game when they were up 7-0 in the eighth inning because anything can happen. You can just all of a sudden your bats can get hot and you can just start ripping dingers.
Yeah.
And on base, just scoring runs. And you could have, like you said, like a 10-run inning. So I just thought it was so dumb how, like, his own manager was even like, yeah, we shouldn't be doing that.
Bro, I think like that's what you have. Yeah, that's what you have to say. But again, the majority of the media and pretty much everybody in the league, all sports media, everybody commentators, they were all saying, like, no, unwritten rules of baseball are stupid. Like, he's fine. Like, nobody really thought he was in the wrong. It was just the initial reaction of, like, wow, was that a dick move? Like, it looks like it. But in the end of the day, fuck that. Fucking unwritten rule. I'm fucking hitting dingers if I can hit a dinger. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, if it's 3-0. And you're going to lob me one over the middle? I'm swinging for the fences, baby.
And the last thing you want to do is get called on shaving points, bro. Like, fuck that. Facts. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that shit. Cover that. Like, if he throws your 85-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle and you just fucking hit it, like, in between the third baseman and the shortstop, they're going to be like, oh, like, you probably could have hit that fucking yard, but you didn't. It looks a little sus to me.
I just thought it was so dumb. But whatever. After that, the San Diego Padres became Slam Diego because they hit like four more grand slams after that. So unreal run, and ball don't lie, baby. So
ball don't lie. They're good. They beat the Dodgers. I think this last year's they played, they won two of the three. Maybe they won three. They might have swept them. I'm not sure. But they're, hey, listen, fucking swing for the fences. Do your thing. Very very few games this year. Fucking hit as many balls you fucking can.
Exactly. If he's on pace. If he keeps it up, he's on pace for like 60-something home runs in a 60-game season. Yeah. Which is
absolutely
insane.
Yeah. All right. Next up, my one. You sent me this video. I guess everybody's probably seeing it now. There's a bunch of videos going around, but the big one that we saw was the huge party at Syracuse right in the middle of the quad.
Oh, yeah. How dumb are these oranges, man?
So, if you didn't see, it's literally in the middle of the quad, like literally the center of campus where so many classes are, big, huge grass area. And they literally drew fucking circles in spray paint. So, like, you know where it is. If you want to sit out there, you can social distance. And there's a video of, I'd say, over, I'd say at least 100 to 200 kids just like congregated in the middle, just partying at night. And it gets end up getting breaking up and like people just scatter everywhere. But it's just, and they said they were, it was mostly freshmen, I guess. I don't know how they knew. I don't know if they caught some kids. I heard people got suspended. But you know what? You know who's behind this?
Who?
The TikTok generation. I told you last week, buddy.
I hate
it's them. It's always fucking them. Fuck. There's one. Okay. They're just so stupid. Because, like, I get it right now. College sounds absolutely terrible. Like, I wouldn't be having, I mean, I would do it differently. Like, if you're going to, if you got to play by these rules, you got to play by these rules. Don't do anything stupid like that. Like, you got to be smarter at it. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm there, I'm doing like Fight Club. You know what I mean? Just like, don't talk about it. And like, when you do want a party, you got to have fucking scouts set up down the road. You have scouts set up at the door, all the shades closed. You got to be on top of your game if you want to party right now.
Thing though, do you guys?
No, I didn't do that. We didn't do that. Nope. No. I mean, there's like tailgates and shit that happen during the day normally on like Saturdays, and then there's like day concerts sometimes, but they're like big events. It's not a random ass. The first Friday freshman gets to school. Oh, it's all party in the quad. Maybe it was just
like a random Syracuse tradition. Oh.
No, these kids are just stupid.
Everybody meet at the quad.
No, these kids are just absolutely dumb. But like, it's got to be all these parties. This is how you're going to do it, kids. Listen, you got to have an underground system, okay? Every party's got to be in a basement, not an attic, and not on the first or second floors because it's going to be too fucking loud, okay? You got to have people come through the back, not through the street. If you see enough people coming through the street, people can just count how many people are going in these buildings. They know, you know what I mean? So you got to be very stealthy, bring them all through the back, and you got to have scouts posted in the corners, four of them, all right, around the house, on each corner so you can spot cars coming in and out. They got to have radios, walkie-talkies, talk on the phone. They got to know what's happening. They got to know what's happening at the party. They got to make sure all the blinds are down. They got to make sure the music's not too loud, but also, you know, not too quiet, okay? Nobody can be upstairs. Everybody's got to be downstairs. You got to be hooty-hoo calls.
Sober, too, in case
the cops. That's debatable. You know, if you're going to get caught absolutely hammered, you got to have your hooty-cool calls down, right? You got to have your call down. You got to run these Anne Frank drills, right? That's what you call them, the Anne Frank drills, where you just get super, super quiet. In a blink of an eye. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why can't you say that?
I don't know.
I can say that.
All right.
So if you want this, the point is that you got to do all that. You got to be committed. Okay. These kids are being fucking stupid. You're going to party in the middle of the quad. Just like, obviously you're going to get caught. It's like, oh, they won't catch all of us. Yeah. But some of your fucking asses are. So if you want to keep doing it throughout the year and not get kicked off campus, fucking be smart. You're in college for a reason.
You got caught. You snitching on anybody, dude?
Hell no, I didn't get snitched when I fucking got caught. No snitch.
Oh, you got caught for what?
That's neither here nor there. I didn't snitch, though. Absolutely not. Maybe someday. Maybe someday.
Information. You're sitting on something juicy. Now the people need
Maybe it. Someday. Maybe someday, okay? No, come I don't need on the record. Dude. I spent a semester away from school at one point or another, but I...
An episode 50 or
episode... Yeah. Yeah, maybe... Yeah, it's going to be a special occasion, if I even tell anybody. Regardless, I know what I'm doing. And I know how to not get in trouble at this point because I've been around the block once or twice. But
you're 23 years old. You should know how to get caught by the fucking cops, dude.
it takes a couple times to figure it out. You're never going to get on the first try. So these kids, bad first start to college. I'm sure it's happening all over the fucking country. It's got to be. Kids have got to be being stupid. Like I'm sure it's going to happen. I just hope that they don't get sent home because that'd be terrible. But college right now probably just fucking sucks. There's no way it's fun. It can't be.
Do they have to do classes like inside their dorm room?
Sounds like a lot of people are like, they'll have like one class a week in like one of their classes will be like on Monday, they'll be in class for it. And then on Tuesday or on Wednesday, Friday, they'll be online or like some kind of schedule like that. So it's like split. It'll be online and then some in class. Some will be like once a week, some twice a week, shit like that. That's what it sounds like from the people, from my men on the ground. So, but that's why, again, I believe it's this new freshman class. And freshmen are always stupid, but it's the TikTok generation, in my opinion. That's who's coming up right now. Those are all the freshmen and they have no idea what they're doing. So they better figure the fuck out pretty quick. Damn, but
you really
that's...
For somebody that's gone viral on TikTok, you got real hate for it.
Listen, I'd spend plenty of time on it. I just hate these fucking kids. I hate these kids so much. It's like, I looked up how much these kids, like some people make off this shit, and it's unbelievable.
It is crazy.
It's unbelievable. And they don't do anything. It's a little bit impressive. Fucking so do we. How much money do we fucking make? Newsflash, $0 if anybody's wondering. We do it just because
stock market, so I'm probably gonna be fucking making bank, dude. Just rolls.
We should make our company public. Huh? We should make our company public. We should publicly trade Waking Up Woke. And Crow Baby Inc.
I think it's like $200 for a license or something or a trade.
That's it.
Yeah.
Holy shit! What's penny stock trading? As if we had any revenue at all. Oh my god, we have nothing going on.
We're moving on up.
Eventually.
That's what it's all about. We haven't even hit episode 10 yet.
That's crazy.
Really?
No.
Damn.
We're currently on episode 9.
Well, fuck me sideways. Seems like we've been doing this for fucking ever. I'm already sick of you guys. How the hell are we going to make it to 100?
Ain't that wild?
It's kind of wild.
Wash that fucking mouth, dude.
I'm ready.
All right, what's next, big guy? Shitless, I think?
Yeah, it's yours.
Shitless?
Next up, we got Shitless, and this is Mobile Deposits.
Mobile Deposits piss me off, man. I don't
understand why is that?
My cash isn't immediately available to me. I just don't get it. Why does it take – sometimes it will go for a day. Other times, it just takes up to a week for my check to deposit. When I go through – when you do, like, the camera thing on the Wells Fargo app or something and you deposit, why isn't that immediately available to me?
You know what's bullshit is, like, processing in any form. This goes for, like, checks and, like, anything, buying anything, processing fees. Somebody one day just came up like, let's just call this thing processing and we can charge people for it. And they're like, word, yeah, we can do that. Like, is it shipping? No. It's not always just shipping. It's just processing. How much can you charge for that? 10%. Like, what? It's processing fees. And it takes a while and it charges you fucking money. It's crazy. Somebody came up one day and just like, yep.
Just for me, I just don't understand. Like, I put this picture in. You read it. You can scan it already.
It says my money's there. It says it's got it. It's good. I don't do anything after that. Why the fuck do I have to wait?
Why do I have to wait 2 days? Why do I have to wait 3 days? Sometimes why
the cash is in there. Cash is in there. They have it. They've got it. I've got it. It's mine.
Why does it take so long? I just don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me.
It should be immediate. Dude, it's technology. It's 2020. This is like, you're right.
It should be – if I can instant transfer on Venmo – I should be able to take a picture
have
that money immediately available to me.
But Venmo's the same way, bro. Venmo, if you want to take your money out, there's still time. It's like 3 days. Or unless you want to do like a pay extra.
Instant transfer and then it takes like.
That's why, dude. Because like, that's what I'm saying. It's so fake. It's all for extra fucking money. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck that. So you could just send it immediately. But like, what are you, lazy? You trying to get more money at it? Like. These banks lazy? The bank's got to be lazy.
I just don't get it. It's 2020. It should be right there in my bank account. And that can fuck you up sometimes, too, because, like, if you have reoccurring, like, bills or payments or something, that could really fuck up your day because you have to wait an extra 5 days and you don't have it. And then it's like, overdraft.
Yo, the government's like, oh, we work – government's like, we work on a deficit, so guess what? So do you. Like, sorry. You got to wait. Like, we want you to owe money at all times, so we're just not going to give you your money right away because that just doesn't make sense. Like, we don't get our money right away, so neither would you.
I know. It's just bullshit. So dumb. I just don't understand it. It's just 2020.
Like, my check comes every month on the same day.
And it the real thing that pisses me off is that it says if you get it before 9 p.m. Pacific time.
Is that Pacific time, really?
Pacific time. Yeah. Pacific?
Specific time? Specific time.
Specific time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's a question for another day. But I just don't understand. Like, if I get it in before that time, and then you say, okay, it should be processed by today, then fucking process it by today.
It's all online. There's nobody that's physically sitting there and be like, okay. That's good. That can go to the next step. Like, it just goes. Like, nobody's there looking at it. It's all automated.
It's just
a computer. Yeah. Like, why do you got to wait? Why is there a time delay? Like, what the fuck?
Like,
if you want to get the shit moving faster.
Pain in it. I don't need.
But they and they take your money immediately. They take your money immediately.
I need money to
right?
do stuff. I
if you pay something,
black out on a Monday.
If you pay for something online, it's immediately out of your account.
Exactly.
Why doesn't it work the same fucking way,
shit, dude? It's never like bullshit. A couple of days.
The money won't be taken for a few days. No, it just got taken. Or it'll be like, oh, the or you got charged the money and you're getting a refund. Like it'll be given back to you in like 3 to 4 days.
Slacking on his bag, dude. He's always reaching his little grubby hands in my bank account, bro.
That, right? Every refund you get, it's like, oh, it'll be back in your wallet in like, you know, 3 to 5 days. Be like, well, you took it out immediately. Why can't I?
You're exactly right, dude. I'm getting so gassed up.
This is actually absurd. I didn't know it was this big of a problem until now, but you're right.
Dude,
it's like,
it's just so annoying. Like, I'm just going to keep saying the same thing because that's all there
no,
is.
No, you're right, though.
Like,
I can't honestly think of any fucking reason.
You shouldn't be holding it hostage. Yeah. Give me my money.
I guess it's like I understand things with like an ATM fee. I get that. I guess any kind of fees like that makes sense. But when it comes to like time, things are immediate these days. Everything's online. It's all fucking computerized. It's time.
That's how you make people happy nowadays.
I've never been upset with Amazon one day delivery because it shows up immediately. You know what I mean? I've never been mad at that.
Trying to like self-harm myself whenever my money is not immediately in there. And I just have to look at that weak-ass bank account I got because they just want to fuck around and euro step with my goddamn fucking check.
And it just says pending. I'm like, ugh.
Pending, dude. Ugh. Available balance.
Nah, it's not the available.
Available balance because you don't have my check in there. But, nah, that's the shit list, dude.
Rehan, let's take a couple seconds here. Breathe about that because I am now heated about well, I didn't think I'd get that heated. I thought it'd be mostly you yelling, but I was actually getting very upset about that.
Somebody talk to big banks, dude.
Big banks. Big pharma and big banks are working fucking together.
I can't do it anymore, man. I just want my money.
Okay. Well, guess what you have to spend your money on next?
What?
This next topic. Questions?
Questions.
We have another challenge, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you have seen it. I'm sure you've heard of it. The Wendy's 4 for $4, arguably one of the best deals of the 21st century. Would you agree?
Yes,
definitely. It's pretty unbeatable. It's definitely top three of fast food deals, like out of anything I can think of. Yeah, it's there. And everybody, yeah, no, nobody saw this, but I just took my cap off. If you can't see this, I had a hat on.
Your hair is whack.
Yeah, because I just had a hat on for 30 minutes. Anyway, yo, fuck you. But Isaiah was making fun of my hair earlier. Now I'm
okay.
I'm self-conscious.
Wendy's 4 for $4. What about it?
So I've seen the challenges, people eating. I've seen somebody do it in a minute. A minute, 4 for $4. A 4 for $4 is a fry, order of fries. I think like a double cheeseburger or something. I mean, you worked at Wendy's. You would know better than me. A single, a junior. Was it medium fry?
Huh?
A medium fry?
Small, value size fry.
Small. Value size. A 4-piece nugget.
Mm-hmm.
And a small drink?
Yep.
So you got to eat that, just all of that, in a minute or less. Can you do it?
Easy money, dude.
You think so? Yeah. Dude, this is different. This is different. A minute's fast. This isn't like a prolonged like mental game.
I can do. Top it out, I could do under a minute 30.
Really?
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, hold on. Let's get a real number on this then. A minute 30 or a minute? Give me a solid number because that's what I'm going to hold you to. I think you should split it down. Dude, I've seen people do it in a minute, I think you can.
I could do
it. It's hard.
105.
105, we're going to lock that in. So you're pretty much just going to crack a minute just a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, what is your strategy? What are you going to do?
Probably going to be fries first.
Nuggets. Are you going to dip the nuggets in the soda?
No.
That might be a move. Are you on spicy nuggets or regular nuggets?
Regular nuggets, dude. Can't have that soda right down.
All right.
Then after the fries, after the nuggets, we'll attack the burger and just go after it.
I think I'm going different order. I'm going fries first, a good drink at the drink. And you gotta go drink no ice, by the way. That is a, I don't think that's part of the rules, but it's definitely easier, way easier to drink it with no ice in it, like to chug it, than trying to drink it with ice in there. So I'm going fries first, then I'm going the burger. And then as the burger is like finishing up, I'm just going to start popping nuggets.
Well, I popping nuggets. Like nuggets would get a little chewy. So I'd rather have the fries, nuggets out of the way, and then just hammer the
I think the burger last is dangerous though, cuz it's like it's the biggest part. So if you're going to have to do that, if you got to do that in crunch time when your jaw is already tired, I think I can do 4 units of nugget faster than I can, like, it mentally but easier than I can do the entire burger. It just looks much bigger and it's more bites. The nuggets are popping 4 in. It's 4 units of nugs, dude. 4 units of nugs.
Yeah, that's still easy. A tough time to chew.
It is, but I think mentally. I'm talking mental game. Because, yeah, it's all the same in general. But in the order I'm doing mentally, I think the nuggets got to be last.
Yeah.
105? I'm going to write it down. It's on record currently.
Lock me in, dude.
I might have to do it with you because I think that I could.
I mean, it's a pretty easy one. Like, I may do it as well.
I don't know. Wendy's is something that, I don't know. We might have to get like a, we might have to record all three of us. Like, you would just record yourself. I'd record Isaiah. Isaiah would record me. And then I can, like, make a video of the three of us all together.
Timer. That'd be a good idea.
I'm thinking about Wendy's, and, like, that's something that I eat all the time. So, I don't know. I think Wendy's could be done pretty quick.
I think I come in last out of us, but I'll be down to give it a good effort. I don't think you wax me. Like, I don't think I'm going over, like, a minute 10, a minute 15. No way. Wow. I think I can go under a minute 15 for sure.
Waxing you.
Dude, no way. Come on. What soda are you going to go with? That's a big question. Don't overthink. Don't think this is a – No. It's got to be soda. Every one I've seen, it's soda, and soda's way harder than Powerade. No way you can do Powerade.
You're crazy, dude.
That's bullshit. Go look at any of the fucking videos. Don't we do Powerade? What are you, bitch?
For some can't do carbonation? They talk so much, you just love to follow their rules, dude.
I'm just trying to follow the challenges of the internet in general. I've seen the videos
before the pod. Body bag, 6 feet under. Got his ass, dude.
You get me?
Mine in a pretzel, dude.
I might cannot be put in a pretzel. I'm going Dr. Pepper for sure.
I don't know. Dr. Pepper is one that, like, really gets me, like, all, like, fizzed up, you know?
I couldn't do Coke. I definitely couldn't do Sprite. I think Dr. Pepper is the most mellow. I may even let it get flat. Well, not flat, but, like, leave it out for, like, 5 minutes before I eat it.
Why have a flat? Didn't you just say, like...
It's not... Okay, sorry, not flat, but, like, leave it out and let it sit a little bit.
That's just basically drinking a Powerade.
That's so not true.
Flat soda. It's not carbonated that much.
Fine, I'm doing it immediately, then. Go fuck yourself. And so are you, and you're going to do soda. Because if I'm doing soda, you're doing soda. There's no way you're going to do Powerade.
Whatever, dude.
And I'll be damned if I let these TikTok kids say anything about this shit.
Still gonna wax.
I mean, not by more than 10.
I'm gonna wax you, dude.
By 10 seconds or more?
I'm gonna whop.
We have
How about 15 seconds? How about 15 seconds? Do you think you'll beat me by 15 seconds?
Yes.
20?
Easy.
I'm gonna keep fucking going. 25.
Yeah.
You're just making a crazy spread for yourself for no reason. I'm gonna cover the spread.
I don't know. I think you got a weak ass stomach.
Pick a spread. What's your advantage here? Pick a good one. Come on.
18.
TikTok. You think, okay. 18 seconds you think you could beat me by?
Yeah.
Eating Wendy's 4 for 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm writing that down right now.
That's easy money, dude.
Because there's no fucking way.
I'm excited for that.
All right, so I guess we'll do same deal as last time. I'll post a poll about it after we drop this episode, and then we'll record the video probably either before or after. I may fucking do it tomorrow. I don't know. I fucking love Wendy's. So do it on your own time, but we'll post a poll about it. Let us know if you have any other stupid challenges you want to watch us do, because it looked like everybody really liked the one, the bread one. So if you guys have any ideas, let us know. And I think that is all we have for episode 9 of Waking Up Woke. Good job, everybody. I'm very proud of you.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
This is going to get whopped in this challenge, so make sure you vote.
Cyrus, end the episode.
Thanks for listening.